Incoming transmission from the Janeway Podcast Program. This is Captain Janeway of the USS Voyager speaking. I command the most advanced research vessel in the Alpha Quadrant. Of course, it's now marooned in the Delta Quadrant. My crew and I must do whatever it takes to get home safely, or die trying. I prefer the former, but we'll see, because I'm insane. Yes, captaining is a stressful job, but somebody's gotta do it. That's how I spend my days. But by night, I'm just killing time and wagging my chin. I've discovered an old holodeck program called the Podcasting Studio. I found an eager-to-please ensign with a chill tood to help me run the program. So go ahead, delete the wife. And come, listen to me unwind and chat about my day with whoever's around.
Subscribe to the Janeway Podcast Program, wherever you get your podcasts.
As you were.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The universe is full of stuff and messes that I have to clean up for some reason.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Captain's log. After our disastrous meeting with Cherie Luxardo on Spa Planet, my morale officer booked us a stay in a space B&B on asteroid B714 or whatever. We've disembarked and unpacked. It seems clean. There's a nice view. There is no hot tub, but that makes sense because the water would flow into space. The crew have activated their relaxation belts and seem to be enjoying themselves already. However, I am curious to find out why the previous guests rated this place only 2 planetoids out of a possible 7. Someone's approaching from the asteroid next door. End log entry, for now. Cat gun out. Bleep.
Hello there, the name's Henry. Saw you settling in over here on this asteroid from way over yonder on my asteroid across the way and thought I'd come over and introduce myself.
It's nice to meet you, Mr. Henry. So you live over there on that asteroid with the... My stars. Is that a neo-colonial house?
Yeah, I've been living over on the asteroid for the past, oh, I'd say 4.5 centuries now.
Mr. Henry, may I ask you a personal question?
Yeah?
Are you a trans-metaphasic entity? You know, a ghost?
No, not really. Not a ghost, more of a human being who's been touched by some sort of extraterrestrial power that I don't quite understand. Whatever it was stole me from Earth and put me on here to guard an ancient secret on that asteroid over there.
Come, Cube. Scan that asteroid.
I am currently on leave, Captain.
Come, Cube. You're a computer cube. You don't need to take leave.
Be that as it may, I will be charging overtime for this scan. Do you wish to continue?
Yes, it's fine.
Scan completed. The asteroid contains numerous energy readings. One appears to be a humanoid within that house.
That'll be my wife, Martha. She's not much for socializing, I'm afraid.
The other readings are emanating from underneath the surface of the house on the asteroid. It appears we have a burial ground of some sort for humanoid companion species.
Companion species burial ground? My goodness. Is that a pet cemetery on your asteroid, Mr. Henry?
Yeah. That's what we call a pet cemetery there. That's where we put our pets, so they come back. Of course, usually we don't bury all the pets down there, because sometimes dead is better. But sometimes living is better, too. Depends on what you want to get done, who you want to live, who you want to die. And on my asteroid, I get to decide what lives and what does not continue to live.
Captain, I am detecting an ominous tone in Mr. Henry's voice.
Yeah, same. Big same, Compube.
So, are you planning to stay over here for the entire stay, or would you like to come over and share a meal with me and my wife, Martha?
I think we're good. I think we'll just stay here on our asteroid.
Are you sure? Martha's making some of her famous popovers if you want to pop over.
We'll consider it.
Now, don't get your feathers ruffled on account of me. I just want to make sure you're comfortable. You see, some 450 years ago, I was not too kind to a mysterious shaman fella, and, well, here we are.
You're saying a shaman from ancient Earth sent you to live for eternity on a remote asteroid light years away?
Yeah. In a roundabout way. You see, this unfortunate fella came to our door begging us for some food, and I was stingy. So, this fella called upon a friend of his that he said lived in the sky, and wouldn't you know it, this friend was a space alien. He scooped me up, Martha, and the house, hit us with a dazzling light, and now I can't die.
Well, it was nice to meet you, Mr. Henry.
Nice to meet you as well. I'm gonna go grab my tools, and I'll come back here later and terrorize you while you sleep.
Uh-huh.
I don't get a lot of visitors, and, That's my form of entertainment.
Uh-huh. All hands, this is Captain Catgun. Power down your relaxation belts and man your retreat stations.
Captain, we're very low on fuel. If we retreat now...
I said retreat. That's an order. Captain's log continued. I am running back to my ship. Our vacation is once again ruined. This really sucks. We've wasted 2 days' pay time off, which looks irresponsible. And if I don't get booked for another captain gig before end of year, I won't make minimum for captain's insurance. Now I really need that vacation.
This is a left-handed radio project.